Residents of Kennebunk, Maine are feeling a little shaken this morning, not by the rare earthquake that hit the state last night, measuring about a 4 on the Richter scale, but by the local Zumba instructor who's accused of running a prostitution ring with a client list of more than 150 names. A partial list had been released, and the courts decided yesterday to release their ages and addresses, a relief for those who'd been misidentified, but an invasion of privacy for others. Steve Greenlee of the Portland Press Herald joins us. And Steve, you know, people are having fun with this, Zumba and prostitution. I suppose it's irresistible. But how serious is this there?
Well, what's happened here is this case has gripped everybody in large part because of the way it's dragged out. It's fascinating both because it involved 150 people who have supposedly engaged the services of this prostitute, but also because they're supposedly prominent members of the community among the accused, and because of the way that the release of this list of names has dragged out for so long.
Well, one of the prominent members of the community was your former mayor there in South Portland. He has acknowledged he's on the list, and he said he's sorry for mistakes that he's made. But as you said, these names are coming out in drips and drabs. Why is that?
They're coming out through dribs and drabs because of the way that the Kennebunk Police Department is releasing them. There are so many people on this list that they haven't brought them all in yet to charge them. They're doing them a few at a time, and as they charge these folks, then they release their names as part of their biweekly police logs.
People are familiar with the police blotter, you know, in different towns. You can go online and you can see it. Is this any different? Is there a sense that some names are being withheld from that police blotter that anyone could see?
There have been, you know, rumors and speculation to that effect. We don't have any evidence that any names have been withheld. In fact, some of the names on this list are recognizable to some people in the community. A lot of the people on the list are not quite public figures, but they're well known. I think there's this weird fascination with this list. People want to know, was my neighbor on it? Was my lawyer on it? My kid's teacher on the list? Part of the fascination has to do with the fact that it happened in Kennebunk, which is a tourist destination, an upper-class town. A little bit of Peyton Place going on down there, I think.
Well, Kennebunkport is the home to the former president, George H.W. Bush.
Right.
But your paper didn't publish the names at first, and you said you wanted to wait for this identifying information, which has come out now. Why is that? Do that many people have the same name? Were you afraid of putting names in the paper that might be tied to somebody who wasn't actually on the list?
When the first list was released Monday night, it included no middle initials, no ages, and no addresses. And this was because of a court ruling that came down earlier that day. They had asked the police not to release identifying information. We decided that if we published that list as is, with just the names, no ages, and no addresses, we were unfairly maligning people who had nothing to do with this case because there were multiple people with the same name. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. We had the guy on the list named Paul Main. There's a pretty prominent member of the community in the Biddeford area, right next to Kennebunk, who ran for York County Sheriff, a very well-known community member, baseball coach. Everybody thought it was him. It wasn't him. It was another guy with the same name.
Well, it raises questions, including why do people still use their real names when they do things like this and they don't have to, they can pay cash. But we understand that the police are also talking about some of these names on the list as not just being Johns, but perhaps victims, which raises all other ethical questions because apparently, unknown to the Johns, they were videotaped.
Some of these people were supposedly videotaped without their knowledge, which is a crime in Maine. That's an invasion of privacy issue. You know, the issue of being a victim of a crime and a suspect at the same time, that's come up before. That's kind of a not-so-uncommon occurrence, but it is unusual. It does make this case unusual, and it makes one wonder what's going to happen with some of these suspected Johns. Are they going to testify against the two major characters in this case, or will they simply pay their fines and move on? You raise a good question about why they use their real names. Well, our understanding of what happened in this case is that while they were parked outside this Zumba studio, their license plates were being run by somebody else, and that's how they were able to identify all these guys.
Well, that's got to be equally unnerving. Someone has your videotape and has information on you through your license. For what purpose? You have to wonder. Steve Greenlee of the Portland Press Herald in Portland, Maine. Thanks so much for bringing us up to date on this.
Thank you very much.
Okay, your thoughts on listing names after a prostitution sting? As we just heard, there can be misidentification. But should Johns get special treatment? Other people have their names on police blotters when they're arrested. Let us know your thoughts. Hereandnow.org.